Anyone sitting here today, have you ever been bent out of shape? Now, let me be honest. Last Monday, I was feeling a bit bent out of shape. And I had a friend call me, and I told him how I was kind of in a funk. Now, he asked, what is a funk? That just kind of shows my dinosaur years. Have you ever tried to define a funk to someone? For me, when I'm in a funk, it feels like the stars, the moon, the sun have all aligned together just to throw me off our orbit. When the various elements of my life seem to make a crash landing at my door, I get into a funk. Any of you understand? Keep this in mind as you consider this gospel lesson from Luke. Jesus, steadily on his way to Jerusalem, has been instructing his followers all along the way about the meaning and the cost of discipleship. And now here it is, Saturday morning. It's a Sabbath day in Israel. And Jesus is in the synagogue teaching. And no doubt he's probably teaching his favorite subject, which in Luke's gospel is the kingdom of God. And then Jesus notices her, the woman who no one else seems to see. She's been a part of that landscape for so long that most people took her pitiful, bent-over state of being for granted. Maybe they noticed her when she first arrived at the synagogue 18 years or so ago. I mean, most of us, when we see someone who is broken like her, bent over, scarred up, we will see and then we'll look away, don't we? But not Jesus. Jesus saw her and called her to come to him. Now, this is one of the rare times in the Gospels in which Jesus takes the initiative to call someone over to him. Usually people in need of healing, they go to him. Now, you know how perceptive Jesus was. Jesus seems to be able to use his eyes to always find the lonely and the lost. Jesus always seems to be able to find the needy ones, the outcasts. The synagogue could have been filled with people, we don't know for sure, but yet Jesus was able to see this bent over, bent out of shape woman. And with love and compassion, mercy, authority, Jesus calls to her. And he says, you are free from your trouble. You've been bent out of shape long enough. It's time that you straighten up and walk tall. Jesus touched her, a touch of love, of healing, of salvation. And in that moment, the woman was made whole. She began to praise God. She stood tall. Her crooked days were over. So simple and so direct, isn't it? Jesus sees her. Jesus heals her. To Jesus, it was just absolutely intolerable that this child of God should suffer for even one more second. And they all lived happily ever after, right? Oh, sadly, no. No. No, 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 no. As often happens, this very simple act got a complicated analysis. It would just have been terrific if everyone in that synagogue would have rose to their feet and cheered and rushed over to embrace this woman, to congratulate her. But that's not what happened. It seems like almost always someone has to kind of strike a sour note. Why? Is it because they're all bent over as well? They're all misshapen, wounded, broken. In this case, the person who was the spoil sport was none other than the leader of the synagogue. He saw himself sort of as the watchdog of all the rules. He wanted to be sure that all the T's were crossed and I's were dotted. He believed in the rules. He felt that it was his duty and responsibility to remind people about the rules, what was right, what was proper. This passage doesn't say that he's sorry that the woman was healed. However, he is focused on trying to get the people to observe the Sabbath as a day to abstain from work. But this rabbi from Nazareth, no matter how good his intention, just seemed to undermine the leader's efforts. So the leader scolds the people, including Jesus. He says, "There are 6 days on which to work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, not on the Sabbath day. It's against the rules." But Jesus, dear Jesus, he rises to the occasion and he calls this attitude hypocrisy. He pointed out that even devout people take care of their livestock on the Sabbath, so why shouldn't he heal this hurting woman? She'd been bent over for so long. She shouldn't have to wait another day. Sabbath or not, something very holy has just happened right in front of everyone. And yet this synagogue leader is all worried about the rules. I love this story. It's a great one from the Gospels. It has everything kind of packed into it. Suffering and healing, laws and grace, bad news, good news, pride, humility, legalism, love, problems, solutions. It's an important story for today because, I believe and I see that there are so many ways we can all get bent out of shape. This story is just another episode in Luke's gospel about the soul of the nation of Israel and Israel's faith. Time after time in Luke's gospel, Jesus welcomes strangers and outcasts, and he's criticized each time for it. Jesus sees that penitent tax collector rather than the self-righteous Pharisee. Jesus sees the woman of the streets who washes his feet rather than the stiff, proper host of that dinner party where the incident occurs. The heroes and the heroines of Jesus' stories are women of great faith, foreigners, even Samaritans, who show mercy rather than the priests or Levites who withhold kindness in order to keep their own purity. Jesus, he lifts up that crazy father who welcomes home his prodigal son and completely passes on the opportunity to give him tough love. Jesus is sharing that when it comes to God, the time and place for compassion is right now. Love is not given out conditionally or ceremonially. The time for healing is right now. The scripture story is a powerful reminder that at the heart of the Christian faith is mercy, not ritual. We can all get bent over as individuals with guilt and shame, with fears, anxieties. We can get bent over with burdens and responsibilities. What is it for you that causes you to feel a bit bent over, tied up in knots? What is it for you? Is it an anger deep down inside, so deep that you don't even know where it came from, but every once in a while when it comes rushing up and bursting out all over you? Follow the trail of anger that is inward, and you'll find a small, still voice of pain. You'll discover a wound invisible. We can all get bent over, get out of shape. It can happen so quickly. We can all become broken and in need of healing. But the good news of Luke 13 is that there indeed can be healing. We can become bent out of shape as an entire nation, as it seems we are today. As a whole nation, we seem bent out of shape over many things. Racism. As a nation today, we're bent out of shape over political agendas and schemes. We're bent out of shape over climate change and care for this creation, over women's rights to make decisions regarding their own bodies and health, over welcoming immigrants, over the economy, over gun violence. Lists can go on and on and on. And if we're not, we should be bent over and to the breaking point about illegal drug use. The evil of illegal drug use is just one of the great concerns for me. Close to 90% of all violent crime in America is drug-related. The crime rate continues to escalate. The cost of our country for the drug crisis is staggering, not to mention what it costs in human lives. I've been bent over about this for a while. Do you know that the average age for the first-time drug user is now 10 years old? And do you know that all of this is needed for evil to win, that all that is needed for evil to win is for good people to do nothing? The drug problem in America is bending us all over, and if our Lord could be here today, I want to believe that he would say, hey, straighten up. This has gone on long enough. Say no to drugs, say yes to faith. We can be bent out of shape as a family. Have you ever seen a family all bent out of shape? Sad. Tragic. I have a friend who's a talented church musician and leader. He's a terrific person. You all would like him. He has a great wife and two wonderful children. I know him as a United Methodist, but he wasn't always a United Methodist. In fact, he grew up in another faith, but went off to college and had a real faith conversion that truly transformed his life. And he embraced Christianity and found a way to serve in a local United Methodist church. But when he went home and told his parents, they were very upset, and a lot of things got said, and a lot of stuff from the past got spoken that had never been aired or let out before. And in the end, the parents basically kicked him out of their house and lives. And this all happened a few years ago. But today, his folks still won't acknowledge him. His sisters and brothers won't speak to him. His children ask about their grandparents. They know their mother's side of the family, but not their father's. It's sad. I think about what they all are missing. And I know this is just one case from many cases of families that are all bent over and broken. I believe that if Jesus were to come and speak to these families, he would say, straighten up, stand tall, you've been hurt too long, rise above it. We can all get bent out of shape as individuals. Life is hard. Life, with all of its heavy burdens and difficult problems and sometimes seemingly insurmountable challenges, can twist and turn us and hit us as individuals. We can feel ripped apart with the hard knocks and blows. Life can take the wind out of our sails, but faith in Jesus Christ can help us to stand tall. Faith in Jesus Christ can give us the spiritual backbone to stand tall, to stand in hope when times get tough. Faith in Christ can give us the confidence, the strength, the joy to meet the trials and tribulations and troubles, the woes and burdens that this world would want to weigh us down. In this gospel story, the woman receives a new name. For 18 years, the people of that area had called her the bent-over woman, defining her by her brokenness. But Jesus gives her a new name, daughter of Abraham, a daughter of the promise, a daughter of the covenant, a daughter who inherits all the blessings of Abraham. It's a new identity for her. No longer is she labeled by her brokenness, but she has been renamed by the gift that she has received. The same thing happens to us. Jesus, in our baptisms, renames us too. Do you remember? Jesus gave you a new name, Christian, because we belong to him. So church, what are the names of ours that Jesus can perhaps change this day, in these moments? Do they include angry man, depressed woman, cheater, liar, adulterer, gossip, selfish one, hypocrite? Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. Jesus is making his journey towards the cross, where he himself will be bent over, broken, and where he will die. But the good news is that God will untie him from death, and in resurrection's light of a new day, Jesus will stand up straight and tall. Jesus will be among us. All of you who are feeling a bit bent over, all of you who may feel a bent out of shape, I just pray you hear your name this day, your name being called Christian. Stand straight, stand tall. Amen.